The Parable of the Great Day of Judgment. Matthew chapter 25 verses 31 to 46. When the Son of Man comes in His glory with all the angels accompanying Him, then He will sit on His throne of glory. All nations will be gathered before Him. He will separate them one from another, just like a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will make the sheep stand on His right side, and the goats on the left. Then the king will speak to those standing on his right side, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you gave me hospitality. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the loyal and faithful ones will answer him, "Master, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and provide you with hospitality or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" The king will answer and say to them, "Amen. I tell you, in so far as you helped one of the humblest of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it to me." And the king will say to the unloyal and unfaithful ones standing on his left side, "Go away from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not offer hospitality for me, naked, and you did not clothe me, sick and in prison, and you did not come to help me." Then they themselves will answer, "Master, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not provide care for you?" Then the king will answer them, "Amen. I tell you, in so far as you failed to help one of the humblest of my brothers and sisters, you did not do it to me." The unloyal and unfaithful ones will go away into everlasting punishment, but the loyal and faithful ones will go into eternal life. This is the end of the parable. Let me remind you that what you just heard was a parable. It was not a divine commandment or a description of what will happen at some point in the future. Parables are found in many of the books of the Jewish scriptures. Parables were used to get those hearing them to do one or more of the following. 1. Prompt people to see the world in a different way. 2. Challenge people to look into the hidden aspects of their own lives. 3. Bring to the surface unasked questions, and often to reveal answers they have always known, but refused to acknowledge. 4. Remind, provoke, confront, and disturb people, so they will focus on actions they need to take. Choose life. Do tov. Make shalom. Jim Myers, President. Biblical Heritage Center, Inc.